Thank you for tuning in to today's homily at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabash, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Thursday, May 13th, 2021, the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. Now here is Father Anthony.
A very warm welcome to all of you. For those of you who are joining us for the first time here at St. Jerome's, my name is Father Anthony and I'm the pastor. And I had the privilege of celebrating my first Misa Cantata in my home parish here. As Friar Anthony was speaking to us before the liturgy, he was explaining the beauty of some very significant symbolism, and he was talking about these are not empty symbols that we perform here. And I was thinking about the times that I have performed weddings, and next weekend I get to preside over my 31st wedding. So in my time of being a priest, almost 4 years now, I've had 31 weddings. And the rings that the couples exchange with one another are not an empty symbol. They're an eternal symbol of each other's love and fidelity for one another. And likewise, everything that we do here. In a moment, we will be extinguishing our Paschal candle. This candle symbolizes the risen Christ. And at the Easter Vigil, we had a bonfire that we blessed because the idea of light coming into the world, and without the light of Christ, there is only darkness. And of course, we extinguish it at this time, because the gospel talks about how Jesus assumed into heaven, and so he remains with us now in spirit. So this is the time that we live on, and the only time that we will light this candle again are at baptisms and funerals when we invoke the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he will never leave us, and so he gave us the Paraclete to comfort us. St. Thomas Aquinas took up this and wondered, well, why did he ever do that for us? And he based it on the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. By going away, it increases our faith. What does that mean? Recently, I've been watching the Ken Burns documentary from 1994 on baseball, and they were talking about love letters that people would send back and forth to one another, and I don't know if you have any ancestors who lived during that era of kind of World War II or the 1800s and have saved letters from them. But the beautiful prose that they use to describe each other's love back and forth with one another, there's an eloquence to it that supersedes text messaging or emails or a Facebook post. There is kind of this longing when somebody's away from you. It increases your fidelity. Hopefully there's not a Dear John letter that's sent, but a type of longing to be with them. So by Jesus being away, it's increasing that desire. And we have beautiful prose that we read in Scripture. Increases faith. Second theological virtue is hope, that Jesus ascended in a body. I think we forget that sometimes. Oftentimes at funerals, people say, well, now they've been released from their shell. They're like a butterfly ascending into heaven. And they forget about the reality of all the beautiful things that they accomplished in their body. Couples that have made children in their bodies, they've built beautiful homes, established friendships with one another. They received the Eucharist in their body. And so we will rise again and have our body. And the body is not something dirty, but it is something that is in heaven with God and sits at his right hand. This is the thing that repulsed Lucifer. I will never bow down and worship a human. When God revealed the second person of the Trinity, it is a human. And so like the Blessed Mother, she is queen of God. She's queen of heaven and earth. And so we are going to be her children in heaven. We are nobles. We have an inheritance, hope. And finally, St. Thomas Aquinas said that it increases our fervor for charity, that we no longer do things just for this earth to get a $35 dress from JCPenney or the really expensive Ferrari or Maserati, but we're looking for the things to increase our love for all eternity. And St. Francis of Assisi said something to the effect of, in this life, we take nothing with us that we gain, only what we give. So we take only what we give in this life. And so Jesus ascended, and from days 41 to 49, the apostles stayed in the upper room and prayed until Pentecost, when God sent the Spirit inside of them to dwell and gave them that boldness to witness. So in 9 days, we will witness that reality that we're not just meant to be sad, but we're meant to live in that joy of faith, hope, and love and share it with other people. 9 days where we get the novena of the church, and at the back of church, one of our lovely parishioners, Lorraine, has printed a few novenas if you would like to do that. The time between the Ascension and the Pentecost is the traditional novena of being prayerful and contemplative as we wait for the sending of the Holy Spirit, the renewal of all things in Christ on those 40 days. A few announcements. At our offertory here, when we do the creed, we'll be taking up a collection for the friars that are here to join us from Covington, Kentucky. I studied at Mount St. Mary's in Cincinnati, and I unfortunately did not know the friars at that time, but we're very blessed to have them through a wonderful parishioner of ours, Joseph Glenn. So the friars will be at the back of church to greet you, and if you would like to give a little donation to them, we would greatly appreciate it. Also, they have books at the back of church. We have Friar Anthony, Friar Bernard, and Postulants Diego and Luke. So Friar Anthony, Friar Bernard, Postulants Diego and Luke. So let us also pray for them as they continue to do God's work and share the beauty of God's love with everybody.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.